the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. More Idaho Matters right now. This weekend, you can take a trip back in time with the Idaho Renaissance Fair, complete with sword fights, royalty, fire breathers, and a little bit of magic. Joining us now to talk more about the upcoming fair are Fair Treasurer and Public Relations VIP, Janet Holthouse, and Fair President Kathleen Danes. I want to welcome both of you to the program.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
So, Kathleen, let me start with you. How did the Idaho Renaissance Fair get started?
Oh, goodness. Well, I actually did not start it. It was started in 2009 as a concept by a few folks that were a part of SCA up in Emmett. And it had its first event up there in 2011. And then in 2017, it swapped hands over to us. And we realized that in order for it to grow and become more, we needed to pull it out of Emmett. And it's just kind of taken on a life of its own and just kind of exploded from there.
So, Janet, what kind of entertainment can people expect to see this weekend at the fair?
A little bit of everything. So you have obviously your cast from nobility to peasantry, wandering cast members in some strange and mystical costuming. We have a belly dance encampment. We have bands. We have like fire breathers, performers of all sorts. So it's a little bit of everything. And we try to keep it somewhat to the time period.
So I know that the event offers lots of opportunities, I mean, for fun, for entertainment, but you also have a pretty important mission, and that involves giving back to Treasure Valley schools. Can one of you talk a little bit more about that?
Oh, I would happily. So we, part of the, one of the biggest part of our mission statement is that we will keep the finer arts alive, and in being able to give back to a different school every year, we've been able to help theater programs and art programs get funding that they otherwise really don't get. The art programs, unfortunately, are one of the first programs that are cut from school systems when their funding gets low. And fortunately, we've been able to give back to a handful of schools and change that.
It's so over the last 4 years that we've done this, it's been almost $20,000 that we've been able to give back.
Wow. So how do you choose which schools to support every year?
It really comes down to whether or not our patrons offer up schools, or if there is a school that somebody that the board knows that is really struggling. And we try very hard to give our public opportunity to help us choose the school.
Janet, I know you both said it. You so far in the last couple of years, you've been able to raise $20,000. That is an impressive chunk of change. Do you know what kind of impact these donations have made to these specific schools?
We do get feedback. We do get feedback quite a bit from schools that talk about. We had one that were able to buy the curtains and lighting that they had been waiting and waiting to purchase, yep. You know, costuming kids, things that these underserved areas are able to get. So it is neat to see that. And we do get some feedback that, you know, hey, we were able to do things that we didn't think we were going to be able to do.
And Kathleen, what's it like when you not only can give this money back to the schools, but then you hear about what they've been able to do with it?
Oh my gosh, it's so emotional. because we'll get a letter or an email, and a couple of times we've gotten a phone call. Last year we were able to donate to Rocky Mountain High School to their theater department, and they were able to take that and go. They were able to use the funding to go to state, and a bunch of their kids were able to place, which is huge for them. But they gave us a big old thank you card and a picture of their department and just this huge thank you. And it was just so overwhelming. It was beautiful.
So let's go back and talk about the fair itself this weekend, because you are moving locations. Janet, can you talk a little bit about where you're moving and how that will impact the fair?
So we were in CUNA, and we, of course, want to say how much we love and appreciate the people of CUNA, the city of CUNA.
Absolutely.
But we had 7,000 people through the gates last year in CUNA, and that is an overwhelming amount for a small city like CUNA have to handle. So mm-hmm. we will be at the Expo Idaho this year. It is much larger. It is more accessible to patrons who may have disabilities. The parking is much larger. It has allowed us to bring in more vendors, more entertainment, and a more diversity of things, such as we have Idaho Side Saddle this year. So you can see, you know, ladies in side saddle in costume doing archery and tricks and the whole works.
Well, before I let you go, I want to ask both of you the same question. And so, Janet, I'll start with you. What are you most looking forward to this weekend?
Honestly, it's the kiddos. I play the queen, and every year being able to interact with the kids and watch the little girls walk up and just be excited to come see the queen. And the little boys are really cute, and they bring you things. And just to put a smile on their face is just something. It's the interaction with everybody, but just to be able to watch me put a smile on somebody's face and make their day better that's my favorite.
For me, my favorite part about it is just seeing all of the hard work come to fruition and getting to see all of the vendors and the entertainers and everybody in place. And then just watching people's faces as they come through the gates and their excitement. And that I run the Court of Witches. So we do a lot of trinket trades with the kids, and it's just, it's so fun to see. So I love to see their excitement.
So Janet, very quickly, we know it's at Expo Idaho. What days, how can folks find out more information?
You can find out more information on our website, idahorenfair.org. Then it is Saturday, Sunday. Saturday is 10 to 7, Sunday's 10 to 6. It's, I believe Expo Idaho also has it on their website, but we're fairly easy to find. I'd say look for the big flags.
Well, I want to thank both of you for taking time today to talk to us about this. Really appreciated the conversation.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, we've been talking with Fair Treasurer and Public Relations Vice President Janet Holthouse and Idaho Renaissance Fair President Kathleen Danes about this weekend's upcoming Renaissance Fair. It is at Expo Idaho. So we will, of course, put more information on our website about that. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now, we're taking center stage. Introducing NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of Black-led stories from NPR's podcasts. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get your podcasts.